Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World, where every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial or the internet. You got streaming audio. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen online. You'll be all set to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A lot of good stuff there. And you got to see the cat stealing the dog's food. Too cute. And there's a bunch of other good stuff there, too. And golly, last hour of the show, Natasha Venter is here. Stacy's here. Nathan's here. And we have been hearing about Natasha's life-altering experience where she found out how extremely sensitive she is, even more so now, to tree nuts and can't even be in the same room with them, for heaven's sakes. So I know you had a little to follow up here or finish up, Natasha. So obviously, you know, you recovered and I think and Dr. Nell's a little tune-up with you last week, and did mm-hmm. that help stabilize you?
It really just kind of got that last little bit of, you know, it's like the last finish of a cold or something. It just kind of got that last little bit out. But the one thing that I wanted people to know is that as I'm going through this, that I can go into the story or the sorrow of the nut allergy, but I'm choosing actually to say I can heal myself. I can go in and be interactive with this, that I have to respect my nut allergy. But I also need to know that I have to still do my life. I still can negotiate what's in front of me. So I'm learning how to do this. But the one thing that my guides have been telling me is that we're going into the story of love. And, you know, really check in when you're looking at love, see about your agenda. What is the agenda? When you're talking about love, do you have an agenda that this is what I need to have happen? Or is this an agenda of that, you know what, I'm here to teach a lesson for your greater good. Now, how you receive that is up to you. You know, and there's this dance this is an amazing doorway that we're going through in this next week of the veil is thinning. Our animals are communicating with us in a different light. Even my feral cat is communicating in a whole new enlightened way to me, you know, telling me what she wants more. She's more available to communicate to me because she's, you know, arising into the new energies. And when, as we're going forward, work with yourself more. How do you love yourself? Do you love yourself with an agenda? Or do you love yourself because you are just you? Do you have love for the fellow man, the kindness for a fellow man? Do you have kindness and love for them because they're a certain way? Or do you do that? So it's an interesting place to be right now. And it's just something to look at. I wanted to give a perception.
Okay, great.
And so, it's 11:11 our time. So magical.
Yeah, that's a master number. But yeah, you know, so the focus basically, remember that the veil is thinning, the connection is stronger. Go into your faith, not your fear, and remember that lesson. Fear is the opposite of faith. You can't be in your faith if you're in your fear. Period.
Yep.
You exactly. cannot be both places at once. If you got one foot in each camp, you know, you want to, never mind. There can
you
be
can't
a problem.
Be angry if you're in gratitude. You can't, you know.
Exactly. You know, so you choose to be in your faith, and you can make a conscious choice to override that fear if you need to.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, I love that mantra, I trust, I trust, I trust. That's huge. Mm-hmm, I trust.
And we're saying that, you know, you're indicating that you're trusting in that higher power. And it's very important, and there's a lot of help available. But you also, you know, careful what you ask for. And with this whole fear thing, it's important to conquer that, because you attract to yourself what you need to learn and grow from. And if Natasha, like, say, when, you know, she walked back in the school and she felt that fear, if she stays there and if she walks into that fear, she's going to attract it, and there's going to be more nut allergies, and they're going to get worse, and it's going to be all over the place. You know, you until you walk through that, it's going to get worse.
Yep, so, I got triggered the next week afterwards, and I had to make the choice. Talk with the person who had nuts. Ask them to close up the bag. Yep. Notice my body was still reacting. Made the choice to leave. Go take a Benadryl and get it at the beginning. Yep. So I didn't stay in the fear. Yeah, yep. it's
it's really important to learn, because it will keep coming up until you get the lesson.
Exactly.
All righty then.
Plus
so,
a B.
I think we have got somebody on the line. Is that right, Nathan?
Yes, we do. And we're going to stay in the local area for this one. And we have Diane from Bellevue on the line wanting to talk with Natasha. Let's welcome Diane to the show.
Hey, Diane. Welcome back to Animal World.
Oh, thanks, Martha. It's me again.
Well,
hi,
it's wonderful to hear your voice. And Nathan said you want to know something from Natasha, huh?
Yeah, I had a personal session with Dr. Nels, and then I talked to him on the radio last time he was on. And he said that some of the issues that I have related back to a couple of dates, and I wonder if Natasha maybe could see what happened then.
Ah, okay.
Now, one of them was July the 15th, 1948.
So I that takes us back. Old. Hey, I wasn't even on the planet yet, Diane.
I'm an old person, so.
Okay, so you're older than me.
Yeah, I'm 76, so in 1948, okay. I would have been a year and a half old.
And so Dr. Nels said that was a date that he got, that whatever issue he's working on was related to, is that right?
Related back then, and then last week or the week before? The week before, when he was on, he said I was... Also, something happened when I was 8 years old, which would have been 1955.
Yeah, because I got you a little bit older is the one I tapped into first.
Okay, so what are you getting, Natasha?
They were both moments. I'm getting almost a shock response. It's a shock response where it's like you thought something was happening, you were going with the flow, and all of a sudden, holy yeah.
So Diane was shocked. About
shocked.
Something.
It was okay. Shocked. And
a
I
shocking
feel
experience.
It's shocking experience. And it puts you into, it's almost the moment before fear and flight. It's that disbelief or that it's that holy yeah moment, you know, and it could be a split second. And it's a moment where we don't breathe.
But do you know what it was specifically related to at a year old or 8 years old?
At 8 years old, it was a situation, and I'm getting that both of them were going against the universal value system, the universal truth, the universal. It was like, when you were a year old, it was a conversation that somebody said something to somebody else, and it was like. How could you say that to, you know, it was a situation that somebody was doing something that was totally off the rails conversation.
And somehow and at a the, year old, she was privy
it's
to
an
that?
Energy. It's an energy. And you know, you're
just
very,
maybe just feeling it.
You are very, you have an intuitiveness to you, my sweetie. And so you do have this understanding about energy fields, right?
Yes.
And there's something about the universal truth that if it goes against that universal truth, you have a hard time understanding it, right?
Right.
And the younger, I guess the younger you are, the more in tune with that stuff you would be.
Exactly.
So and that then, could be a lot more important at a year of age that she's just in the room where there's a conversation. And
it was. I hear it was yelling.
Yelling.
I feel a lot of chaos.
Okay. Yelling chaos.
Disheartedness. There was like a.
Does that make sense to you, Diane?
Yes, and.
It almost feels like it could have been a beginning or the middle of a breakup of a something in the family.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't, actually remember that, of course, because I was just a year and a half old for the first one, and then 8 years old the second time. But I think there was a lot of discord and disharmony in the family that I grew up in. I guess everybody's just like that, but...
Yeah, especially during those times, people didn't know what to do, and they didn't know better to do better.
Right, and they didn't want you to talk about anything, don't...
No, exactly. And then there's something you... and then at 8 years old, you witnessed something. You witnessed something that went against... Okay, I don't know if I want to say this on the radio, but there was something that you really didn't get. It was like, how can somebody do that to somebody else?
Yeah, I must have blocked it out because I looked at some dates of my siblings, and that was like either a year or a couple of years before my youngest sister was born.
Mm-hmm. So with that, so let's go back to that moment of disbelief and no breath.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you now start practicing the breathing of the trust that's coming forward into the energies that are representing a lot of that same energy to you?
Say that again, Natasha.
So the energies that we are going into have some of that same, how can I believe what's happening in front of me? This doesn't make sense. It's that shock value that has that same signature that you had in these key moments in your life.
Oh, so maybe Diane.
So it's triggering looking, your body again.
Well, but Diane watching what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And her thinking, God, how can we be here and this be happening? Because I don't know about the rest of you, but I think that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth?
Exactly.
We have so many people with their heads in the sand. We got, anyway, so Diane seeing what's going on today and looking at that might be similar trigger to what happened when she was younger.
Mm-hmm. And it's
triggering that old vibration of her being aware of or witnessing or hearing things as a child that didn't make sense.
Yes.
Does that clarify it a little better, Diane? Or are you understanding what she's saying now?
I think I am. And maybe that had something to do with when I went into the hospital with AFib and then my lungs filled with fluid.
Well, that'd have to do with the breathing thing.
I couldn't believe that happened to me because I never had any heart or lung issues before. So maybe that disbelief.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the scenario that it's coming back to. How can we trust how can we shift the old patterns, that old energy feeling, the old fears we're getting triggered, the old knowings that we're getting triggered? How can we move them forward into the new knowings of where we're at? Like for me, I've never had the problem of breathing like that. And now I have to negotiate. How do I let my body negotiate the new energies coming in, the new knowings that are coming in?
Well, that is ringing a bell because thinking about it is making me react.
Exactly. So I'm asking for divine healing on this. I'm asking for divine healing on this. I'm asking for divine healing on this.
That's what you want Diane to be saying, you mean?
Yeah, and then do Reiki on your do Reiki energy type energy on your hands. You don't even have to know how to do Reiki, but just lay your hands on
you. I was gonna say, Diane, do you do Reiki?
I don't, but I do know what Reiki is.
Okay.
Yeah, and even if you put your hands on you and just say, I love you. I love you, and I'm asking for divine healing on this. You know, you don't have to know how to do Reiki. Just laying hands on you and asking for love for yourself and this knowing that now you know better to do better.
So that's interesting that the experience of the hospital and the heart and the lungs and all of that was a, oh God, how could this be happening to me? And that triggered that same feeling from when you're a child. And it, now it's like kind of all makes sense, I think. Don't you think, Diane?
Yeah. I do. It does make sense. So when this happened recently, it did. It made me connect to that, whatever it was when I was 8 years old. But I do remember a lot of trauma in my family. Like even when I was born, my mother was traumatized and refused to go to the hospital, and then I was born at home. And
it's crazy things
that go on in families.
exactly. And too, when you were born, life was so chaotic, and people couldn't trust the hospitals. They couldn't trust the doctors. They didn't know how to negotiate a lot of those things. So with that those fears that people had, how can you ease the fear in you moving forward? Mm-hmm. How can you breathe with it instead of, you know, like Martha was saying earlier, do something that is opposite of fear.
Yeah. Doing go into your faith.
Go into faith. When you how many times do you end up, you know, touching yourself and in a loving way? Like I've been touching my lung area and saying, you know, I love you. Thank you for breathing now for me. You know, I understand now the deeper meaning of this. You know, it's that process of how can we negotiate with the things. Thank you for showing up now so I know how to do better. You know, it's that process.
All right.
And, I have been doing that, thanking my lungs for breathing and for doing it.
Okay, see, I told you you were intuitive and there was a part of you that knew what to do.
Know how to connect it to the other part. Asking for divine healing from what had happened in the past. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you want to be able to let that go. And so, you know, and that's kind of be one of those gray areas when there's something like this going on. You don't want to spend too much time digging all the stuff up because then you start it all over again.
What it was.
Yeah, you acknowledge it and then transform it into your greater good of what you know now. You acknowledge it, you transform it into what you know is your greater good now for the lessons that you need to step up into another moment of love, divine grace, you know, whatever you need. So it's that, you know, bring it to attention, move it, ascend, you know, transform it into what we need to be now.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Makes total sense.
Okay, yeah. Diane.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Have a great
blessings.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, we have got to take care of advertisers because we're behind schedule here. And if there's anything you would like to know from me or from Natasha, now would be the time to call in, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. And we will continue straight ahead after we take care of advertisers. And then I'm talking to Stacy unless somebody calls to interrupt us. So stay right where you are, everyone. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Arthur Norwalk, and boy, we're almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Something on your mind about animals you want to talk to us, pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen again, and, you know, he, can work with you in person or remotely over the phone or Zoom. He makes house calls down here and can hook up with you that way. And of course the second Sunday of the month, Dr. Nels and Sister Linda Rasmussen are in the studio doing free healing work, for you guys. And check out, Nels' YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen on YouTube, because he dropped another video compilation this morning. I can't wait to go home and watch it, because they're usually really good when he puts these things out. And he would like you to contact him through his website, which is healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, fill it out, and say, hey, I'd like to talk. He always does a free phone evaluation, so you can talk to him at no obligation. And, of course, and I just looked at myself. I looked at the wrong advertiser. We didn't hear from Dr. Nels. That's next time. So I'll tell you about who we heard from this time next time. How about that? And, but we did hear from Natasha. Mm-hmm. So you can check Natasha out at her website, angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And Natasha's available for private readings. And I think you, work over the phone or in person, whatever works.
Zoom.
Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. And then you, I assume you're still doing your regular podcasts twice
a
week. So tell us about those.
So Mondays and Wednesdays, 4 o'clock Pacific time, we're live on Facebook and my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter. And I changed the name AC for short. And you can get us live. You can watch other videos. I have lots of, I actually did a short video on fear on my YouTube channel about that being triggered by our bodies, you know, so it's one of those things that we're going through a lot. And I'm just grateful. I'm also going to be live at next week. I think next week is the date. I was looking at my calendar. Yes, next weekend, I will be down in Kent Commons on Saturday at the Emerald Spiral Metaphysical Fair.
Oh,
down
okay.
And Commons.
And that's next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
And so you'll be doing like mini readings or something?
Mini readings. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's at the Kent Commons. Do you know the hours?
It's 11 to 4, I think, or 10 to 4. 11 to 4 or 10 to 4.
And what's the name of the event so people can look
Emerald
it up?
Emerald Spiral.
Emerald Spiral. Psychic fair or what? I mean,
it's
like
a
that?
Metaphysical fair.
Metaphysical fair. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Emerald Spiral, if you want to look it up. It's at the Kent Commons. Mm-hmm. Starts at 10 next, or 11 next Saturday, and Natasha will be
on
there.
The 25th.
The 25th. Mm-hmm. Yep, that would be next Saturday. All right, excellent. Okay, mm-hmm. So anything else you want to tell people that you've got going on right now?
I am very much grateful to be able to be there for everyone who is in want and need to work through the energies that we're going through right now and our triggers. It's been amazing.
So just to finish up here, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Now, I do have to get into current events sometime, but I want to chat with Stacy.
We are actually working on getting a phone call.
Well, then never mind. I was going to say her head looks like it's down, so she's probably why is it every time I want to talk to Stacy, she's on the phone?
I think people want to talk to Stacy too. Everybody wants to talk to Stacy.
I guess so. So while that's happening, then let's take advantage of that and we'll do current events instead. Alrighty, let's see, and we've got on current events now something new on the for Northwest Stream Center in South Everett, and let's see, they've got a Coon Creek tree planting coming up, and they need volunteers. So you can either go get a reading with Natasha down south on Saturday the 25th, or you can go to Granite Falls and help the Northwest Stream Center plant trees along the creek. It is Saturday, March 25th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're going to be at 20411 84th Street Northeast in Granite Falls. I'm sure you can go to streamkeeper.org to get more details about where to meet up and so forth, but they'd love some volunteers to help plant trees. All right, and then you've got one of their wonderful presentations is coming up on April 1st at 1 p.m., and that's, they call it the Ghastly Gourmet, because it features the lovely Ara, who is a turkey vulture. And Barbara Ogard from Sarvey is the one that does this presentation and apparently brings Aura with her. And, boy, that's a really, really good one. And All About Beavers will be coming up after that. And then, let's see, we've got Cougars with Department of Fish and Wildlife, and that'll be May 18th. I think that's all you need to know about at the moment there. All right, Positive Alliance has got stuff coming up. Saturday, March 25th, there's a lot of stuff going on that day. So free pet supplies and ID, Saturday, March 25th, 12 to 3 p.m. in downtown Seattle.
Oh, you said free pet supplies and ID?
Yeah.
That'll be a good thing to take Abby to and get rid of that shiny ID tag that we were
unless they're giving
about
out
last
shiny
week.
ID
oh,
tags.
Boy.
I discovered on, Shark Tank, this was a few years ago, a really cool ID tag for dogs. And I got one for Robbie because it's like silicone. And you have they engrave their names and phone numbers and stuff. And it might be Silly Dog. Silly Dog comes to my mind, but I can look that up. But that's what you need, is you need one of those, because they're really cool tags. They don't make any noise because they're silicone, like rubbery. And so they're not shiny. But
they have little sayings on them, and they're not very good. not very appropriate, I should say.
I haven't seen those, and I'm not sure if that's it or not. But anyway, those silicone tags, I think, is what you need. But anyway, this is for, March 25th, 12 to 3, downtown Seattle. They're distributing free pet supplies and making free custom pet ID tags for anybody who stops by. I would bet they're the shiny ones. These events help keep pets safe and thriving with their caretakers. Pets don't need to be present at the event to receive the free pet ID tag or supplies.
I found this Silly Dog.
Did you find
tag.
It?
S-I-L-I-D-O-G.
Yeah, S-I-L-I. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay, now, Robbie, scroll down. The yellow heart. That's what Robbie has on his collar.
Okay.
The yellow heart. And I have his name on one side.
But is that for, like, a license tag, too? Can it be used as that? Because I know...
Well, license tag is separate.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what Abby has that's shiny is the license tag.
Well, yeah, that one you can't... That is what it is.
Yeah.
But the ID tag, that's Robbie's, that yellow heart is Robbie's ID tag that has his name and both of my phone numbers, my landline and my cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have his name and address on one side and then both phone numbers on the other side, just in case. But that's the tag I have for Robbie because they're silicone and they're very cool and they don't make noise. Okay. So let's see. We're at Positive Alliance here. Yakima County Spay and Neuter Community Clinics will be Thursday, March 16th. And then, so that's over, Thursday, March 30th. Contact Yakima Humane Society Spay and Neuter Clinic to make an appointment. And Bark Tales, Pet Supply Drive. Let's see. And this will be March Pet Supply. Warm is involved. Hey, one of our other stations, 106.5, including collected donations. Visit a local Bartels and donate pet food by March 31st for Positive Alliance. And then, hey, this one's for you, Nathan and Abby. Bark in the Park is starting up. Okay, so the next Bark in the Park is Monday, April 3rd.
Okay,
so
calendar.
Is Abby going to be at Bark in the Park?
We need to organize that, but that is...
Let's see, what does it say? Let's see. It says, we're bringing adoptable dogs back to the games this season. Bring your own pooch to these dog-friendly games or visit the adoptable dogs and find a new best fur friend. A big thank you to Seattle Mariners for donating $2 from each dog pack sold through this special offer to benefit Positive Alliance. All right. And then Ridwell's having a supply drive in April for Positive Alliance as well. Let's see. Seattle Humane. Let's see. We've got their summer camp for kids. Registration starts on April 3rd. And the kids that can go to their summer camps are kids entering 2nd through 8th grade. Registration starts April 3rd, and these summer camps are popular, so you'd want to sign up early. Remember, their annual 2023 Tuxes and Tales will be Saturday, May 13th, the Magnuson Park Hangar 30. And let's see, we have anything else that we need to... Well, over at Meow... We got the coin drive is over. Okay, we have Give Big on May 2nd and May 3rd. We got the Cat Running 5K Fun Run Walk Saturday, April 22nd at Marymore Park. And then Fine Wines and Felines, mark your calendar, June 17th at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus. So I think that covers everything. Next week is Encore Sunday, and then we will re-air our Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels so you can listen and get some surrogate healing going on. Alrighty then, it looks like we do have a phone. Did we end up with somebody on the phone? But we need to take care of advertisers before we do that because we're in the last half hour. So let's take care of advertisers and then we'll go to the phones. And I'm going to get to Stacy. I swear I'm going to do that. Anyway. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World right now. And we heard from, last time I talked to you about Dr. Nels, but I had looked at the wrong line on my show schedule. So we heard earlier in the hour from our new pro supplements. It's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins, great dog supplement for beautiful skin and hair coat. You can check them all out at newprosupplements.com. Great descriptions on all the products. You can find some of them at local pet stores, but you can find all of them on Amazon. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. And check out, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline now. And boy, the energy is phenomenal. You can come in person, which I highly recommend, so you can experience the gongs and the Accutonic forks and stuff in person, or she can work with you remotely. Check her out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty then, Nathan. I think we are going one more phone call, and we're headed down to Mount Shasta. And Monica, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, hello. Monica. What can we do for you?
Well, I called in November, the end of November around there,
okay.
And about my cat.
And what's your cat's name? What's your cat's name?
Maui.
Okay.
I
don't remember, so tell us what you were calling in about.
Oh, okay. Just briefly, she had previously been an indoor-outdoor type of a cat, just, you know, came one day to my home.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that home, that was in the town of Mount Shasta. So the cat somehow was either born there, whatever. But I had to move, so I bought a home very close by, also at the mountain, but on the north side, and it's like a high desert. Everything's different here. So I haven't let the cat out yet.
How long have you been there?
Well, it's coming up on a year now.
Oh, okay. So you've been there a year, and Kitty's still indoor only.
She's indoor only, and my plan is to have a cat pen built. You know, but I have to get it designed you know, because we're in a fire-prone area, mm-hmm. and it has to be approved because it's a homeowners association, which is okay. no big deal. I've already talked with them about it.
Mm-hmm.
But but my cat, after Dr. Nels and Linda sort of worked on her,
mm-hmm.
She became very calm and mellow.
Oh. And, oh, good.
Yeah, little kitty murmurs. I mean, she's so loving. But she still has a great fear of anything that moves outside unless it's birds and whatnot. And so I just wanted to check back at the very end.
But I thought you weren't letting her outside.
I'm not letting her outside, but sometimes, you know, like I'll open the window,
uh-huh.
and there's screens and everything, and so she'll sit at the window. But you know, if a
it's
car
the unknown.
If she sees something, she gets frightened sometimes.
Absolutely, because we've got deer walking around, you know, and like the guy.
So is that a problem?
Not for me, but I can tell the cat is very wiggy about anything outdoors. And so Natasha had said she has a special kind of hearing.
Intuitive, yeah.
So what is it that you want to know today? Because we're almost out of time.
Oh, okay. Well, you asked me to call in and give you a follow-up, so I just kind of wanted to say the cat has calmed down a lot, but I wonder if it's too early to just have music rehearsals in the house. Is that too overwhelming?
What do you? Oh, music. We mean playing music in the house.
Yeah. In other words, I have kept people away from. No, you can't come over and rehearse here now. It's just classical music. But
no. What I'm getting is that it's a buildup. So if you can, you know, start playing music yourself a little bit. And if she needs to go into a bedroom that she's safe and you just shut the door.
Yeah.
That's
know,
okay.
Give give her grace. Give her grace. But it's the buildup. It's not necessarily going from nothing to five people in your home. You know.
Okay. So and you're right. I have a big bedroom space. That's where I do put her.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if, if even that was okay, because it's not this big of a house.
I think you worry too much.
I'm getting that too. You know, this is the fine
remember the
line.
Fear and all that we're talking about? You're doing it. You're doing it. And so get out of it. Get into your faith, pray, ask for some guidance, and start doing stuff. But just, you know, don't overwhelm her with a big, huge thing all at once. Start little and work up. And if she's not comfortable with it, she's a cat. Let her go hide under the bed in the bedroom. Close the door. Don't, you know, get out of your fear and worry about all this stuff.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, well, that's Aunt Martha.
It is. And tell her, you know, tell her energetically, hey, we're going to be coming over. You know, we're going to be coming over. It's going to be a little bit vibrationally loud. You know, we're going to be doing this. And you use that language. So then when it happens, she knows it. And then after a while, she'll not start knowing that this is going to happen. And like every energetic muscle, we have to get it stronger. And the only way we get it stronger is by going through things. And so our animals have to do that too.
Yeah, find a really high value food reward that she really likes and tell her, oh, whenever the music people come over, I'm putting you in the bedroom, but I'll give you your favorite treat. Okay,
exactly.
So have a, you know, something like that. But you're going to be fine. Just get out of your fear and worry. Okay.
And live a life.
You got it.
And remember that Nels and Linda are here the second Sunday of every month. You missed them last Sunday. But see, you can call in the second Sunday of every month and get her tuned up.
Okay.
Which will be real helpful.
Yes, it was.
And I think it'll be really good when you get that catio done, because then she's going to get experience to get out there and get more exposure, and she can come back in and go back out, and all of that will work out. But you, Mom, need to get out of your fear and worry about all this.
Okay.
Yep. It's about living our life along with our life outside of us.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's a balance. Breath in, breath out.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate that.
So mark your calendar, second Sunday of April, call in for a tune-up.
Okay.
And then you can update us then, or you can call back the third Sunday of April and talk to me and Natasha again to tell us what's going on and how the music is going.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Live a life, sweetie. Live a life.
That's what we're here for. I don't get to yell at people too often, so I always enjoy that.
It's no problem.
Wake up, Monica. Okay, get rid of that fear.
All right. Okay.
Start praying. Lord's Prayer a lot. Okay, whatever your prayer works for you. All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
I love how things have been showing up to show us how to work through what we need, what we've talked
about.
That's
wonderful, isn't it? How, you know, Divine Mother just kind of organizes everything and it all kind of dovetails together. This is what we're talking about. You stop it.
There's God moments everywhere. We just got to witness them.
All right. Speaking of that, let's see if there's any God moments on Animal TV, because I want to know what Stacey's watching.
Pets and Pickers.
I'm trying that.
Did you try that one? It's cute. They help pay for it, and then you get the people rummaging through the stuff. Is kind of interesting.
Oh yeah, and I watched again last night, and I figured that's the one you've been wanting, but it just doesn't grab me.
It's okay.
It is fun because part of that Pets and Pickers show. I mean, part of it's a vet hospital.
Right.
And stuff, and I'll get to that. But then there's the group that they go, and what they were doing last night, at least on some of the shows, they go, and I guess people put stuff in storage lockers and units and then leave, and so people, I don't know, pay to get the lot, and then you get to go in and get all the stuff,
right.
And it's kind of a luck of the draw of what's
right.
there. So that is kind of fun, watching and see what people have in their storage
lockers,
and all that kind of stuff. But the vet stuff, now, I like the idea of them having a way to help people that can't afford things and all of that.
Right.
And I think that their hearts are all in the right place and that it's good what they're doing and all of that. But what bothers me, I'm just so hooked on Dr. Jeff, and he's so good at educating while he's teaching and all that. They make a big deal about everything, and it's just a horrible thing. Like one of the shows last night, a cat had a bad hip, and they needed to take off the head of the femur in a surgery. Well, it's an FAO, and Dr. Jeff does those like hotcakes all the time. And it's an invasive surgery you go in, but it's really simple and easy and should be very cheap to do. Well, anyway, they acted like it was the biggest, they were moving mountains to do this with this cat, and it's just not that big a deal.
It's the TV. They have to hype it up.
The other thing that bothered me is that part of it's like, well, okay, your dog is really sick, and if we charge you normally for everything, it's going to be $6,000. Oh, but now we've gone to our whatever the thing is that, and so now you know we're going to give you this money, and it's only going to be $3,000.
Yeah, it's still kind of expensive.
It's kind of like, well, how does that help a student that has no money? And the bottom line is it shouldn't even be $3,000 to begin with. If you went down and Dr. Jeff did it, it'd be $1,000 or less. I just get so upset with the inflated price, and veterinary medicine, of course, is where one of my hearts is and all of that. So I'm getting really upset about the cost of things and vets trying to be practicing human medicine on animals, which is not necessary, and it just allows you to charge all kinds of stuff. Like, dogs don't need total hip replacements, and all that kind of stuff. You do an FAO, cut off the head of the femur, the false joint, and you never know it ever happens, and it saves you gazillions of dollars and all the pain and trauma for the animal. There's just a lot of stuff we do that isn't necessary, and it's just to line people's pockets. But anyway, they're doing good work, but those are the things that bug me.
Bug you about that one. Yeah, well, if you ever find the Caesar Better Human, Better Dog, that one, I really like that one.
Caesar.
It's on Friday nights.
Well, Nathan and I have been talking about Caesar off the air, back and forth. And just for the record, because most trainers hate him, but most trainers are into ego, and it's my way or the highway. And, of course, I had to learn that I don't have all the answers decades ago, and there's not just one right way to it. But anyway, bottom line is, yeah, I'm a trainer. Yeah, I'm a behaviorist. But I love Caesar. And I'll tell you, I don't care what anybody else says, he is one of the truly gifted ones.
Yep.
He truly is one of the gifted ones. He knows his stuff, and he's doing excellent work. In fact, he reminds me of me back in the 80s. I did the same thing. I had a compound. I had 70 dogs in my house. I had a pack. I used them the same way he did. Now, I didn't skateboard, you know, rollerblade the way he actually, but I horseback rode and ran the dogs that way. Anyway, I love him. I think he's very gifted. The only thing that I would add is he doesn't teach vocabulary.
So you said that the last time, and I watched it, and you're right. He doesn't.
So I say, watch Caesar. Learn from him. He's fabulous. But teach your dog words, too, because it makes him easier to live with. Don't you think?
Totally. Oh, totally. Yeah, I could talk with my animals all the time, and they're like going, yeah, I get it. No, okay, let's
Caesar doesn't need to talk to his animals. He's gifted. He has that. He has the it thing. But everybody doesn't have that.
No.
So we need to teach him words.
Yep.
So anyway, you and I was telling Nathan the reason I don't talk about Caesar's shows is because I don't get Nat Geo Wild. I can't watch his shows.
Yeah, it's actually on National Geographic, so it's a different channel.
Oh, that's another one on National Geographic. Oh, yeah. Because I think I get that one.
Friday nights.
Fridays.
That's when it's been on anyway.
Fridays for Caesar on National Okay. Yeah. I might. So we'll. Okay. So that gives me something good to watch. But except it's
and
not,
it's on demand if you have on demand. I don't know if you have.
I have that, but I'm not. Don't know always how to use it very well.
Oh yeah, he's on there, so you can find it that way.
All right, good. All right, well, I think we're about done.
Okay.
So hey, Nathan, thank you as usual. Stacy, thank you. Thank you for turning me on to that Caesar show now. And I didn't mean to jump all over the Pets and Pickers stuff because it's a good show and stuff, but it just gets me on my soapbox because
inflation, everything's going
but I mean, that's not just now. It's been going on for decades, you know, as I've watched it grow. And Natasha, thank you so much. Have a great time at the fair next Saturday. Natasha's going to be down at Kent Commons. What's the name of the thing again?
Emerald Spiral.
Emerald Spiral next Saturday. Natasha will be there. Go meet her in person. And, golly, next week, well, it's the last Sunday of the month, so I go to church, and we run an encore, and we will run our last healing show with Dr. Nels, and it was busy. Lots of phone calls and people and animals, and know that you can tune in and get a circuit healing yourself. Just follow along and follow the instructions and think about it from your perspective. Yeah, and it really makes a huge difference.
It does.
And you can go back to the old ones and listen and get healing. So hope you can tune in and enjoy the show. And then the first Sunday of April, we are back with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday.
And remember to be kind to yourself through this process of what we're going through. It's an ascension. It's going to be a dance. And it's sometimes going to be to things that we don't necessarily agree with.
And remember, the lessons for the day, stay in your faith, not in your fear. It's an intuitive warning system. Use it for that, but make the conscious choice to stay in your faith. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.